get ready to throw perfection out the window because you're tuned in to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Penhorward, and I'm a marketing coach and the founder of Harper Collective, where I help business owners master their PR and simplify their marketing. Each week, we'll be unlocking valuable tips to uplevel your business and sharing honest conversations with entrepreneurs to uncover their stories and wisdom to inspire you to take action. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, welcome back to the Honestly Imperfect podcast. To start this episode, I wanted to say a big, massive thank you to you. You have no idea how special it is for me to be going about my day and to see the beautiful messages come through from you when you tune into the episodes, or to see you sharing episodes to your Instagram stories or leaving a review and tuning in from all around the world. It honestly brightens my day and it is so special for me. So I wanted to say a big, big thank you, because what might seem like a really small gesture in your day truly means the world to me. So today I want to share with you some of the things that you can do to get unstuck with your marketing. If you're feeling like you're in a bit of a funk, I've got a fresh idea for you today that I hope will inspire you to dream a little bigger, try something new, and step out of your comfort zone. And if there is one thing that I think is going to set brands apart with their marketing in the future, it is being experimental. As technology rapidly evolves and customers expect more from their buying experience, the brands that are willing to step outside of the norm and try something new are the ones that are going to overtake the rest. So if you're feeling stumped on fresh ideas to market your business, I'm going to share one way today with you that you can start to be more experimental and more creative in your business. So let's dive in. To kick off, I wanted to share a story with you. In 1984, Nike was predominantly known for long-distance running shoes and simply couldn't compete with established brands like Converse. That all changed the day that Nike offered a rookie by the name of Michael Jordan a lucrative endorsement deal that went on to make history. The deal was an upfront commitment of $250,000 and, of course, his own sneaker line. When Nike first made the deal, they projected $3 million US worth of Air Jordan sneaker sales over 4 years. However, in the first year alone, Nike went on to sell 126 million US worth of units, which is pretty incredible. And I wanted to share this story with you today because I hope that it inspires you to think bigger. If Nike can underestimate themselves, then it's really possible that we all can. So I really wanted this story to inspire you to think of bigger opportunities, think of that bigger dream that you could reach for and just absolutely go for it, because often we'll achieve it way quicker than we expected. And I also wanted to showcase to you the power of clever brand partnerships. Now you might be thinking, well, how can I apply this to my business? And I'm going to give you a few examples that I hope will spark some ideas for you. If you're a service-based business, I want you to think about the connections that you already have available to you. So often when it comes to marketing, we think that we need to reach more people, we need to reach new audiences, and we need to make new connections. But often the best opportunities are right in front of us. So I'll use my business as an example to get us started. I help brands to map out their marketing strategy and create engaging digital content to make more sales online. And a great example of a connection that I already have available to me is my relationship with branding agencies. This makes total sense for my business because once business owners have created their standout branding, they are eager and ready to get a marketing strategy to launch their brand into the world. So I want you to think about your business and get super creative thinking of the connections that you already have that could open up new opportunities for you too. Another example, if you have a product-based business, could be to look at partnerships with influencers or other like-minded brands that could increase your reach to your target audience. The key word to think about here is like minded. You want all of these partnerships to be really aligned. You want to be partnering with brands or people who have the same values as you. They connect with their audience in a similar way to you, and the partnership is just going to feel really seamless. So an example could be that you have a retail store and you're really wanting to attract more local customers into your store. A creative partnership that you could look at is finding a cute local cafe where customers could get a free coffee for every $50 they spend in store with you. And in exchange, the cafe could offer a gift incentive for their customers to visit your store next after their meal in the cafe. And this is the thing that I want to share with you, is that brand partnerships can be small or they can be grand like Nike. But the best place to start is just with the first step. And if you've never thought about brand partnerships before, it's just starting really simple. It's looking at the connections that you already have, thinking of creative ideas that you could partner with them on, and then sending an email out to them. And your honestly imperfect note for today to wrap up the episode is that no is not the final answer. It is just not right now. And I think that sometimes we get nervous to reach out to people. We get nervous to ask for new opportunities because we're afraid of people saying no. But from working in PR for over 10 years now, the amount of no's that I've had that have eventually turned into incredible features or cover shoots or incredible brand partnerships that have made wonderful sales for my clients, if I just left it at the first no, none of those things would have been possible. So I really want to encourage you to think of those new connections that you can reach out to, have the courage to spark that conversation and just get started with the first step. I can't wait to hear how you go, and I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love if you could leave a review or share a screenshot to Instagram and tag at Honestly Imperfect Podcast so that I can pop on over and say hello. I can't wait to connect with you again soon.